is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I have a question for you. It's all to do with elderly people driving. At what age should elderly people be forced to get out from behind the wheel? Or should there be any cut-off point? Or at least have to do maybe a resit of their driving test. Do other medical tests involving eyesight and mental capacity to ensure that they're fit to drive. Well, it's a question that has been raised, as you will have no doubt heard, over the crash that Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, was involved in last week. He's 97 years of age. And he wrote off the car, got a brand new one, and was back out driving again. He passed a breathalyzer, he passed an eyesight test. A woman in another car had to be treated in hospital for a broken wrist, but nobody seriously hurt. Now, in 3 years' time, Prince Philip will be 100. And one assumes, if he's still alive and healthy, he'll still be driving, or at least want to be. Now, our question doesn't relate to Philip specifically, as he could have a full-time driver if he wanted. We're talking about older people overall. For example, someone could be 88 now and have gotten their driving license at 18. That's 70 years without having to resit a test. Now, as things stand, here are the rules with regard to elderly drivers in Ireland. If you are over the age of 70, you get a driving license for either 3 years or 1 year. Subject to a certification of fitness to drive by a GP. So you have to prove that your eyesight is good and that you're fit and healthy and able to drive. And the question we're asking is, and in fact I want you to text in right now to 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. The question that we're asking is, should there be an age limit on older people driving? And if there is, should be an age limit, what is that age limit? In fact, text or WhatsApp me right now what you think that age limit should be. Text 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. What age do you think there should be a cutoff, or do you think there should be any cutoff if somebody is healthy enough?
Hi, Adrian. I don't think they should be disqualified, but I do think that they should have to sit a test. Just like everybody else has to do, they have to sit a test when they get to a certain age. They have to sit a test because there are older drivers out there that are, they are dangerous. Let's face it, they are dangerous. So yeah, they should sit a test. And if they pass the test, then fair enough, they can continue driving. But if they fail, they have to get off the road.
Okay, there you go. I'd love to hear from you on 6797 981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Should there be a cut-off point for driving on our roads? Should there be an upper limit? Should you not be allowed to drive over the age of 80, for example? Let me talk to somebody who drives for a living, is on the roads all the time. Jay, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jay?
Morning, Adrian.
Morning, Jay. Jay, do we have... you're driving all the time. Do you see many incidents with elderly drivers?
Well, I had one only last year. A 70-year-old woman came onto the motorway the wrong way down in Limerick.
Right.
Came on at Junction 26, came on. She pulled straight into the fast lane and drove at us all. I was coming down in my truck and I could just see over the central wall. Everybody on the other side was flashing, waving, knew something was up. And next while I see this car coming for me. Now I'm bearing down, you must remember, over 80 kilometres an hour with 40 ton behind me. And she didn't stop. She just came straight at me.
Right.
Got her out of the car, managed to get her out of the car, got her into the side without her killing anybody. She was half dressed in pyjamas and a going out dress. She was confused.
Really?
Yeah, Adrian, my life flashed before me. She came right on me. And as I said, I'm in an Arctic, you know. And wouldn't wait, told me to go away. She knew what she was doing. I said, you're on the wrong side of the motorway. I'm trying to get to the hospital. and there was no talking to her. On the turner on the middle of the motorway, stopped the whole motorway, called the guards, and she just drove off.
My God, right. So, yeah. She, what age was she?
Oh, she was elderly. She was well into her 70s. And she had no... sorry, Adrian, put across. She had no idea where she was. She had no idea that she came onto the motorway. She came down the off-ramp. She drove. And instead of staying the hard shoulder, went straight into the fast lane and just drove up at us all.
Now, OK, she happened to be elderly, but she can get bad drivers at any age, can't you?
You can, but she, just by looking at her and talking to her, she was confused. You know, like, with her age, she was confused. You must remember when a lot of these elderly people learned how to drive, we hadn't got dual carriageways, let alone motorways. You know?
So do you think then that older drivers should be made to resit their test, or how do you think we should do it?
Yeah, I think after, I mean, what we retired now, probably say 67, 68, I think every year or every at least 2 years, you should be made to sit at a test, or your doctor should be made, you know, examine you to make sure that you're fully compass mental to be able to drive.
Now, you do have to do an eyesight test if you're, you get a license for 3 years or up to 3 years if you're over 70 and you have to get an eyesight test and everything else. But that's about it. But you think it should be more than that?
Yeah, no, they should be made to do some type of test to see if their reactions, what their reactions are like. You know, just certain things like that. I mean, you can get glasses if you have short vision. That's not going to stop you from driving. But your reaction time, as we all know, as we get older, like, our reaction time...
But it's, some, but it's something that you're never tested for, Jay, no matter what age you are.
Nope, and it's wrong.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797-981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. 0877-989898. We're talking about elderly drivers and whether or not there should be any restrictions put on their driving. The only thing you have to be able to do is get a cert from a GP which proves that you have good eyesight, basically that you're fit to drive. Let me play one of your WhatsApp voice messages.
Adrian, my dad's 77, and back then when he got his license, you didn't even have to do a test. They definitely need to bring in tests for the elderly because they're an absolute menace.
Okay, they're an absolute menace. My God. Call me right now on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. And if you can't get on the phone, if you can't make a phone call to us, you can send us a WhatsApp voice message to 0877-989898. Let me go to Blackhall Place. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you, Adrian?
Michael, you believe that there should be restrictions on elderly drivers. What sort of restrictions?
Well, I mean, it was only last week I was driving up the motorway M50 and there was an L1 doing about 60. And she was, it's dangerous, like, I mean, from the age of 80 to 85, they should do, like, a test for elderly people. And then from the age of 85, they should be restricted to certain areas that they shouldn't be allowed to drive on. They don't belong on the motorway. Elders in their 80s, they shouldn't be on the motorway.
So you saw this, okay, so this elderly woman was driving 60 kilometres on the motorway?
About 60, I'd say, yeah.
Right, so slinging along.
She was heading from north side down, Finglas way down southwards, yeah.
Right, and she was doing 60?
About 60, yeah, about 65, I'd say.
Right.
And that's not the first time I've seen that now, Adrian. I've seen that a few times. L1s are L, and you just know... As you're pulling up, so you know what you're going to be greeted by when you look over to the left. You know you're going to see some elderly person. You just know it, like.
So you would like to see what, them banned from driving, or at least restricted from not driving on the motorways? Is it
certain motorways? Yeah, the M50. They shouldn't be on the M50. No. Definitely not.
Right. So banned from the M50.
And,
Jay, do you think there should be restrictions on motorway driving for elderly people?
Yeah, they're not up to speed. What that gentleman was saying there, the reaction just isn't up. They seem to think if you get into the middle lane or the outside lane, they're staying there, doesn't matter what the speed is. They don't seem to be able to judge how fast the traffic is going, you know, what way it's moving around them. You just see them all the time.
Right, so you would like to see a motorway restriction on elderly drivers.
Yeah.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Michael. Jerry, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jerry. What do you want to say?
Yeah, as I say, I'm heading for 60 myself this year, unfortunately, and I just find myself getting a little bit more stiff, you know, looking over my shoulder. You know, my reaction time, I would feel, would be down somewhat than it was, say, when I was 40. Obviously, everything gets a bit older, you know, your hair starts to go grey and things start to descend southward, unfortunately. But my feeling is there should be some sort of appraisal, not a full test. I don't even agree with the full test. I know I would fail the full test at the moment.
But isn't that the point, though, Jerry?
I think my own point is that there should be some form of appraisal, not the big test, though. The big test is like for somebody that's, you know, fully corpus mentis. You know, I'm not saying I'm not corpus mentis, but there should be some form of communication between the RSA and the person that's, you know, portraying to drive the car. That's my
Okay, so you're saying that you're around the 60 mark and you believe that your driving is starting to get worse.
I didn't say worse. No, I said I'm finding myself a little bit more stiff. If I need to look over my shoulder or, you know, look to see is there a cyclist coming or this sort of thing, I find it more, I'm more aware, that's for sure. I wouldn't be as, say, flippant as a young person who might just jump out of the car if they saw a shop selling something cheap or whatever. I would think about doing that before I jump out of the car. So there's kind of two sides to it. As you get older, you get more aware of your age. And everyone needs to be aware of that. Mm. But you also need to remember that you're not as fast reacting as you were when you were, as I say, when you were 20.
Okay, so we've had Jay and Michael both saying that there should be restrictions on older drivers.
There should be some sort of communication, I feel. I haven't been tested in 40-odd years. And no, nothing wrong with that. I've a completely clear license. I've no points on my license. I've no accidents on my license. But there's no communication. I could be, for anyone, I could be some sort of suffering from something as I drive, but they don't know that. I'm not tested for anything. I don't have to present any sort of medical report. I don't have to present an eyesight report. I do nothing except renew my license. All they do is take a photograph of me and charge me whatever it is, 50 quid. There you go. Thanks very much. Goodbye. There should be there's more. There's a lot of things coming down the line that have come down the line the last few years, like the NCT, the CVRT on commercial vehicles. Now, some of those things are over the top, and that's another day's work. You know, testing a car every year and a person doing low mileage is crazy. Mm. Whereas a person can do 200,000 miles in 2 years and not be tested at all because they're driving a new car. I don't agree with that, but that's another day's work.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note. And if you are an elderly driver, I hope this WhatsApp voice note doesn't offend you.
Old people are a disaster on the motorway because when you come off the ramp and you come onto the motorway, you're supposed to be up at 100 kilometres an hour so you can slot in, no problem. They'd be doing about 60 to 80 and you're behind them and you're trying to slot in on cars that are much faster than you and it's just a absolute disaster zone. So they should not be a drive on the motorway. It's too dangerous. They don't like going fast and that's the one time you have to go fast and they can't do it. So stick to little down the shop journeys, that's it.
Okay, somebody texted in just on that. What's wrong with doing 65 on the motorway once you're not in the overtaking lane? It is quite dangerous, I have to say. If you're going along the motorway and then suddenly in front of you there's somebody doing 60, that can be as dangerous as driving 140 because you can cause an accident with people driving the legal speed on the motorway and coming right up your arse. So it can be quite dangerous. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp or send us a voice note on WhatsApp to 0877 989898. We'll take a quick break. We have some more of your calls in just a moment. As you will know, late last week, Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, was involved in a car crash. Now, how he actually got out of it without a scratch is a mystery. But anyhow, 97 years of age, and it has brought up the whole conversation about older drivers and whether or not there should be restrictions on older people driving. Should they have to resit their test? Should they be banned from motorways? Frank, you're actually annoyed with the direction this conversation is going.
Yeah, well, I just heard Mrs. Wonderful there on our WhatsApp saying that they come onto the motorway and they're supposed to skewer up to 100 kilometres an hour and they don't.
Mm.
The speed, that's a speed limit. It's not a target. People can travel along at 60, 55, 60 on the motorway if they choose to do so. So she's wrong there.
But it is, Frank, it is quite dangerous to be driving at 60 kilometres on a motorway.
Not if you're in the left lane. If you're in the immediate left lane, it's not.
In my opinion, it causes, and this isn't just applying to elderly drivers, by the way, but it can cause issues on the motorway. It can cause accidents. It causes tailgating.
Yeah, but listen, most of the time, Adrian, on the motorway, unless you're on the motorway at a dead of night where you can travel along at 100, most of the time on the M50, it's clogged up anyway. So there's no point in you scooting along at 100 or 120, whatever. That's dangerous. Now, the driving on the motorways, Adrian, it's not just down to the elderly. It's deplorable by everyone on the motorway. They haven't got a clue how to use it. You'll get balloons and they're coming up and they go, oh, look, there's my exit. And they're scooting across three or four lanes. They haven't got a clue how to go on the motorway. And it's nothing to do with the elderly.
Okay, so I agree with you. There are a lot of people on the roads who haven't a clue how to use the motorway. I totally agree with you. But it appears, certainly from the calls we've been getting, that a lot of the problem is with older people driving just too slow.
Well, look, you come behind loads of slow vehicles. Lorries, thin lorries, whatever. You just slow down, it's simple as that. They have a right, once they're after being passed by a doctor and they have a licence, they have a right, they pay their tax, they pay their insurance, they have as much right as everybody else. What about the age that's on the horse and carts, tottering around the place?
Okay, well, you tend not to see them on the motorways, although you do the odd time.
Well, listen, to be quite honest with you, Adrian, if people are just using the motorway, that accident last week with that Royal fella, 97, he was on a B road. He wasn't near the motorway.
No, that's true.
So I don't know where we're going then with the motorway. And I tell you, I travel the motorways a lot, and to be quite honest with you, I don't come across a whole lot of elderly people on that road. I come across an awful lot of balloons on the phone, checking how many likes that little picture got. Mostly girls, by the way, that do that. How many likes did my hairstyle get? You can see them driving along looking at the phone.
All right, so you don't believe that elderly drivers are causing any problems on the road, really?
No, I wonder how many accidents now in the Dublin area this morning in rush hour. All over Dublin now, today. And I'd say 1 or 2% of them was probably elderly people. I'd say the rest of them was people, young people, whatever.
All right, stay there for one second. Here's a question for you. If you were involved in a road traffic accident over, say, the last 2 or 3 years, who was at fault? In other words, what age was the person? I'm trying to find out if anybody was involved in any accidents with an elderly person. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Morning, lads. I know this is about elderly drivers, but I'm of the opinion, if you're a bad driver, you're a bad driver. I've seen guys, teenagers in their early 20s and 30s who were just as bad as all people at driving. If they're good at driving, then they're good at driving. I don't think there should be an age limit put on it. Thanks, lads.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Where am I going now? John, you're on 98FM. How are you, John?
How you doing, Val? How's things?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say?
Yeah, actually, just that last chat there that was on and that last WhatsApp message, pretty much that's where I was coming from. I think it's less to do with older people, although there might be an issue, one or two here or there. But I think generally the standard of driving in our country as a whole is pretty poor by comparison with our continental counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
I think I regularly would drive the motorway, the M1 and M50 in particular, end to end, down to the M11. I'd go up to the Dublin Mountains, Wicklow Mountains, mountain bike at the weekends. So
right. You know,
when it's busy and quiet. And midweek, I would drive a wee bus collecting kids for school. And the level of driving in the morning times, especially, because the car behind them, maybe what they think is a slower bus, because I'm not doing 80 or 100 kilometres an hour on the back roads of the North County, which you would know very well, you live out there, is absolutely horrendous. Lads overtaking cyclists on blind bends, you have to brake, with kids in the back of my bus with wheelchairs. But generally, older older people. I think are more experienced people. I'm 59 now.
Obviously, they're more experienced. That goes without saying. They've been driving longer.
Yeah. So maybe they know how to drive better, and maybe that doesn't suit the younger generation of get there 10 minutes before everybody else. You know, I think there's a perception there that older drivers are slower or maybe cause that little bit of a hold-up, but maybe they're doing it right, and those impatient people, in particular that girl that sent that WhatsApp, don't know what she was on about at all. God love her, she's living in a bubble, you know?
Okay, so you believe that we have as much... If we have a problem with elderly drivers, we also have an equal problem with younger drivers, if not more of a problem.
More rather than equal, I would say. I do generally think that most accidents are caused... Well, according to Shane Ross and the RSA, or alcohol and or speed related. There are not too many now older people flying down the M50 in the wrong lane at 60 kilometres an hour with a tanked up and breaking the speed limit. Mm. You know, I think generally the perception is. And sorry, can I just say one quick one about that? A lad that was on about his dad, who was 77 and never done a test. Like, yeah, there was an amnesty there in the 70s a couple of times, I remember, because of a backlog. But pretty much, I'd say most people driving on the roads, if not everybody, of our age and our vintage, if you like, would have a driving licence. There's a hell of a lot of younger drivers, actually, who don't have the driving licence and don't have the experience. And yeah, I know the whole L driver is another debate. But, you know, again, like I said, with age comes wisdom. And maybe those people just don't know how to slow down and just respect everybody on the road. And that includes... sulkies, bikes, pedestrians, motorcyclists, you know, you name it. You know, they're out there to get you from A to B safely. You know, they're not racetracks. And as that other gentleman said, you know, speed limits are not targets. They're just limits.
Yes, no, I agree with that. I agree with all of that. But do you not, I mean, it's kind of, maybe it's stereotypical to say it, but you do see quite often... A doddery old person behind the wheel of the car can barely see over the steering wheel, just plodding along at a really slow speed. You do see it.
I'd accept that. In fairness, yes, you do. And again, out in our county where we would be most mornings, of course you would. Then probably people that are doing that shorter journey, retired, semi-retired, tipping into the local church for confession, God love them, or heading down to the shop for the paper. But, you know, that's their thing. I mean, they might be doing a journey that mightn't be more than 15 or 20 minutes. They're hardly driving from Dublin to Cork at 60 kilometres an hour. Do you know what I mean? So, like, again, a little bit of patience and a little bit of understanding. This is a mad, busy world we live in, Adrian. You know that.
Okay, so they're much more experienced and we should give them leeway.
Give them a little bit of respect.
Do you think there should be any upper limit?
Top of my head right now, no. God, it'd be unfair just to pick a number. I know you started talking about Prince Philip, in fairness, and Jesus, at 97. So, you know, apparently he spends most of his time driving around the estate without a seatbelt on him, I heard the other day on Sky News. So, you know, him venturing out on the road and there was issues involved in the accident, which are, you know, whatever. But no, I'd say you know, a graded-in approach, perhaps, but something that needs to be looked at. Hmm. You know, like I said, you know, from 60 to 65, 70, 70, 75, 80, you know, I'm sure there's ways of getting around things that doesn't make it a money-making machine for the RSA. But there's a hell of a lot of younger drivers that want older drivers retested that should look in the mirror at themselves, I think.
Okay, stay there for a second. Carol, you're on 98FM. How are you, Carol?
Hello, Adrian.
Now, Carol, actually, what do you want to say?
Well, I was actually going to say more or less what that man had said. But as well as that, how often do you see an elderly person texting or on their mobile phone driving? I was behind someone the other day, and I was wondering why the car was zigzagging across the road. When we got up to the lights, realised we're texting on the way up. Then another fella on at traffic lights, at the red lights, we were stopped. Next, he undertook me on the left. Lucky enough, there was nothing coming. I'd have gone straight into him. You know, they've no patience, basically, for anybody.
Okay, so, and you're right, you tend not to see older people driving with phones in their hands, sending messages, scrolling on Facebook.
Exactly. Adrian, I've seen so much of it. In fact, I'd look behind me when I'm driving to make sure, because you don't know if they're going to go into the back of you or not. You have to be so careful. If you have to stop at lights, they're not they haven't got their head up to see what's going on. So basically, that's it. As I say, and what that man said is so true.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898, and you can also send a WhatsApp voice message to us.
I don't think I'm living in a bubble. I completely agree that all ages are bad drivers, and the M50 is a joke, and I see people using their phones all the time. But this was a conversation on older people driving, and those are my experiences of them coming onto the motorway. So I'm not living in a bubble. I'm very, very clued in.
Okay, that's that lady replying to that man a couple of minutes ago, Frank, saying that she's living in a bubble. Call me now on 6797981 with your reaction to what we're talking about, and that is elderly drivers. Here's somebody who's a little bit annoyed. Get some evidence, figures. All perception and no substance. But we didn't claim anything to that person who sent that message in. We're just asking the question. And the debate has been raised over that incident the other day with a 97-year-old Prince Philip being involved in a car crash. And it has led to a debate about elderly drivers and whether or not we should have more restrictions on them and so on. And if you want to get involved in the debate, you can call us on 6797981. Okay, rather than sending nasty messages like that. Double-decker buses should not be on the motorway as well. We must be the only country in the world to allow this. I don't know if double-decker buses are restricted from motorways, are they? Maybe somebody can answer that. Because you do see them quite regularly, especially when they're going from, for example, the depot in Harristown. You see them regularly going on to the M50 at Blanchardstown. Now, let me go to line one, and that is Tom is on line one. Tom, you're on 98FM. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad. How are you? Good morning.
Good, thanks, good. Tom.
It annoys me every day. I spend 6 hours on the M50 every day and maybe 8 hours back and forward to the airport. And when I'm coming down the M50, and most of them are women, they're on the phone, but apart from being on the phone, when they're exiting off the M50, there's two lanes going to, we'd say, Kerry, Cork, and one going back into the city. Mm. They stay on the outside lane and won't let any other body exit. They don't want to go into the middle lane. That's where they should be, to let other people exit. There's fierce bad drivers on that road. Fierce bad drivers.
Okay, and it's not just elderly drivers, is what you're saying?
No. Most of them are young ones and young lads. And they're flying up zigzagging one lane into the other. And then, when they get on the lane for exiting, they stay on that lane and no one else can exit with them.
And, okay, do you ever see any incidents involving elderly people?
No.
No? And you're driving all day, every day?
Every single day, and all the old people, you see them there, you're passing on the M50, and if you come up behind them on the fast lane, they go straight in when they have a chance. You give them a chance to go straight in, where the younger driver won't. He'll sit out there, and he'll be on the phone on the M50 with a mile of traffic, no traffic at all in front of him, and a mile of traffic behind him, and will not, because he's on the phone, so he wants to keep a clear road in front of him.
All right, let me just try and squeeze in another couple before we wrap this up. It's a very busy reaction to this today.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, 2016, I was knocked down by a taxi driver. He was in his late 60s, early, I'd say about 70s. But he actually took a stroke and, knocked me down.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. Ian is a driving instructor from Safety First Driving School. Ian, welcome to 98FM.
Morning, Agent. How are you doing?
Ian, is there a problem with elderly drivers in Ireland?
Well, you could write a book about driving in Ireland, but like in my experience, in a built-up area, anybody will tell you, listen to this now, most people fail the driving test. It's very common for driving too slow, even though it's been said the speed limit isn't a target, it's a limit. But if you don't reach that limit in a clear road ahead, you're going to fail your test. I'm like, so many times I've been stuck behind, pretend to be an older driver, somebody doing a 40 in a 50 zone, 40 in a 60 zone. And it does tend to be, I'm sorry to say, the older driver, whether it's male or female. Now, I used to go, a friend of mine years ago, you know, he dropped us into town before, and his dad was very elderly or whatever. And he says, I haven't had an accident in 60 years, but I swear to God, Adrian, you'd run past him. So it's either true, being over safe, whether it's health issues, eyesight issues, They just think it's been safer to drive generally too slow. Now, I'm not saying they're all too slow, just I'm not going to say whether it's male or female, but there's people on the motorway who will hog the left lane doing 60 or 80. I've been on the radio about this before. Do not drive on a motorway if you're not going to do 100. Please don't use the motorway, because it's very difficult to join a motorway if somebody beside you is driving too slow and there's a lot of traffic behind them, but there's too much traffic ahead. You literally can't join the motorway. I could be in the mid lane trying to get across to the far lane and it's quite busy. It's just a slower traffic ahead. It actually is very dangerous. And I've often been onto the guards, and they can't do anything about if somebody's driving too slow. They said it's not nothing they can do about it. They're not speeding, etc. But it's dangerous.
Okay, so if you're not going to be driving at the appropriate speed, 60 kilometres is dangerous on the motorway.
Yeah, 60 or 80 is ridiculous. Yep. Please do 90 or 100. And even if it's clear.
Final question. What's the oldest person you've ever tested or you've ever taught to drive?
Probably 70.
Really? Only learning to drive for the first time?
The guy passed probably about 2 weeks before Christmas last year, 70 years of age.
Wow, very good. All right, good to talk to you, Ian. Thanks very much indeed, and thank you very much, all of you, for your calls. I have to leave it at that.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.